Greetings in Jesus' name on the 17th day of May, the year of our Lord, 2022. It's currently in the 50s outside with a little bit of a Easter breeze blowing. It's going to be a wonderful day in the Lord. We're rejoicing in the great day God gave us on yesterday. I went down to Boston and picked up my sister from Asheville, North Carolina, and she was part of a surprise birthday party for my father, who turned 80 years old on yesterday. We had a big party, had all kind of people from the church over, and it was just a wonderful time of celebrating my father's birthday, a servant of Christ here in the state of Maine and in our local church, and faithfully helping me and helping his son to be all that I can be. And I appreciate him being a blessing to me. We're busy today in the office here studying the Word of God and seeking Him early this morning, headed out soul winning in just a little while to knock on some more doors and to get the good gospel out and to tell people far and wide, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Thank you for praying for us and believing God with us that He would help us to reach the lost at any cost here in this region, never fainting, but always forging ahead with the glorious gospel of Christ. In your Bible today, I would invite you to look with me in the book of 2 Kings, chapter number 22 and verse number 8. And Hilkiah the high priest said unto Shaphan the scribe, I have found the book of the law in the house of the Lord. And Hilkiah gave the book to Shaphan, and he read it. And Shaphan the scribe came to the king, and brought the king word again, and said, Thy servants have gathered the money that was found in the house, and have delivered it into the hand of them that do the work, that have the oversight of the house of God. And Shaphan the scribe showed the king, saying, Hilkiah the priest hath delivered me a book. And Shaphan read it before the king. And it came to pass, when the king had heard the words of the book of the law, that he rent his clothes. What happened in this great rebuilding of Josiah, and how God used him in a mighty way? Though he was young, though he was a young man, and at 8 years old he began to reign, and just a few years later he followed along in the footsteps of David his father. He turned not to the right or to the left. Though he was a young man, he did the right thing. He caused the building to commence again, and to start to cleaning up house and making sure that everything was the way it ought to be, and was wanting to see the church house built back for the glory of God. And we need to have the same understanding. We may not be Josiah, and we may not be a king, but we are leaders, and we need to have the same understanding that God's house must be built, that everything must be set in order, and all of the Sunday school rooms built, and all of the foyers, and the sanctuary built, and the platform built, and the pulpit built, and all of the pianos and the organs and the orchestra and everything put in its proper location, built for the glory of God. And we must be faithful to do that. And in the midst of rebuilding, they found the Word of God. And it says, I have found the book of the law in the house of the Lord. My dear friend, everything changes in our life when we find the Word of God. Everything changes in our life when we're able to sing that song that we sing as a choir. I found the book that tells the old story of Jesus, my Savior. Ooh, my, what a song. I found the book. And thank God for the day in our life when we found the book, found the Word of God, and the Lord Jesus Christ started working a great work in our heart when we found the book. I don't know what people do that don't get in the Word of God every day. Every single morning, it's my delight. Every single morning, it's not just my delight. It's a duty. I have no problem with the duty of reading the Word of God. When I get into the Word of God gets in me. And people say, oh no, don't make us read the Bible. Well, then don't make you brush your teeth and Don't make the kids make their beds, and don't make the kids go to school. Oh, no, there's nothing wrong with duty, my dear friend. I get into the Word of God out of duty every day. And then when I get into it, just disciplining myself, the Word of God gets in me and everything changes. Here in Josiah, as he's rebuilding the temple, they found the Word of God. I pray today that our churches can put the Word of God in the preeminent place. And Jesus says he's not only the living Word, but he's the written Word. And we look to him, and may God guide us, and may we be our best for him. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.